RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Doug Karsh, Jeff Rieger, 97.1. Rieger in for Gator today. It's Karsh and Anderson program, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We got Mark next here on 97.1. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, thanks for working the holiday weekend here.
Yeah, man.
You're welcome.
I'm on DK Metcalf's side on this one. That dude went all the way up there. And when you're pushing people's buttons, especially athletes, with that amount of adrenaline, a flinch of a slap does not equate going into the stands and pummeling somebody. It's a in-the-moment, heat-of-the-moment reaction. I was shocked he got two games. And beyond just that, it's a question of just biology. I have actually had the chance to meet an NFL referee once, and they said that's why they allow shoving. You can't have their adrenal glands produce that much adrenaline in bodies that have that much testosterone and shut it off on a dime. It doesn't work. I'm shocked DK got two games. I thought it would be a fine.
Why do you think other players don't do what he did then? Because I'm sure he's not the only one that's gotten heckled.
I think he's the only one that's gotten it. I really think this is a rarity that a crackpot is going to walk up a half a section and maybe not racial stuff, but
sure,
enough of slang language to where when DK got miffed, he then... laid into the, Dakarius, I see how it is. So it might not have been a racial, but he was making fun of his name and then laid into the spelling of it like people do with Eldrick Woods.
Hey Mark, I think
yes. He's
DK Metcalf's no different than us, other than playing a game and making millions and having a great body.
He's very
right?
Different. Like, I would disagree. He's way different. The testosterone and adrenaline is a whole different
body.
But
I'm just saying, when you got a bad day, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Road raging in traffic,
yes.
Getting
pissed off
at work. And I think he just got triggered. And obviously he went up to him. Now, listen, I am not condoning what he did. Not that he cares what I think. But if you do watch the so-called punch, I don't think he ever intended to punch him. It looked like a wrestling move. Like, I don't think...
I agree.
I think it maybe to scare him, but not to punch him. But you still can't do that. So I'm not surprised he got suspended a couple games.
If the Lions offered up the security guard who was taking DK's side and saying this guy is a known rabble rouser, I wonder if the fine, if the suspension would have been different. Would the league have let the Lions?
I don't know, but the Lions aren't even banning the guy. And thanks for the call, Mark. Usually, when something like this happens, a fan interaction, they'll find your season tickets and they'll ban you, Doug. And you're not allowed to go back. So they didn't ban him, so maybe that's a check plus for the fan.
I'm not on anybody's side here. I'm not on DK's side, nor am I on the fan's side.
You're Sweden.
I think they both. Well, I think they both messed up. I think they. I'm not. It's hard for me to get in the head of what somebody heckling what they think the end game is. That's one. And I mean, it doesn't sound like any fun to me, to be honest with you. So I'm not quite sure. I think some people want the attention, and I'm not sure you do.
Douglas,
certainly not that kind of it. And DK, you can't react that way. Plenty of players get heckled and show restraint and don't get suspended and don't get fined.
I actually, you know how they teach classes for everything these days?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got asked, I was keeping this under wraps, but it's a good time to announce it. I got asked to teach a heckling class at University of Michigan. I will take you under my wing. I will teach you all about it. I know more than you need to know about the heckling. Yes.
Jeff, I think I want to stop you right here.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
I want to make sure people don't take you seriously.
I don't think they are, Doug.
I just want to make sure there's clarity here. Jeff indeed was not offered a position to teach a class at the University of Michigan.
You take offense to that. Hold on. Can I change it? Let's see how you react to this one. Doug, I got offered a position of heckling 104 at Michigan State. Do you have a problem with that one?
Again, people do not. He's being facetious. I just want to make sure.
Doug,
everybody, our higher levels of education are not offering Jeff Rieger jobs in teaching heckling. I just want to make sure.
Will you stop? I was hoping to get a bidding war.
If one
institution is interested, maybe another one is. Doug, you don't think very highly of the listeners. You think you need to tell the listeners that I'm kidding?
I'm just making sure that everybody is understanding not to take Jeff seriously, that our institutions of higher learning are not offering him a position as an instructor. So,
wow.
Let's go to Tom. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Tom,
gentlemen, how you doing this afternoon?
What's up?
Listen, I called a couple other times, and everybody's just finger-pointing the defensive line, offensive line, defensive backfield, which I understand. But to watch the three linebackers for Minnesota and for Pittsburgh play, I've been always against this Barnes and Manzalone for the last 2 years, and they just keep playing them. I can't understand that thinking of Campbell or anything, because that linebacking crew is more important than the defensive linemen, because the defensive linemen, once you get past them, those two guys from Pittsburgh that went back 45 yards, on that side of Barnes. Barnes is terrible, and so is Anzalone. What do you guys think?
First of all, it's Anzalone. But secondly, when you say you can't believe he keeps playing him, you think there are better options on the bench?
Anybody better than them two. That one back from Pittsburgh, sir, he ran for 45 yards twice.
The angles the defensive backs took on those plays?
It's actually on the safeties for those two runs.
Yeah. Look, yes, I understand that too. But if you're
Tom, you're going to get your wish. Anzalone's going to be gone. Odds are he's going to play his last game as a Lion coming up on Sunday in Chicago. As far as Derek Barnes, I thought there was a stretch where Derek Barnes was dominant, and it kind of went away a little bit. But then again, when you get a depleted defense, what are you going to do? But I think Barnes has a role for sure. And then I know your guy, Jack Campbell, continues to put out a Pro Bowl-level season, even though Aaron Rodgers is faster than him. And he's not as fast as a 41-year-old. Did you see that clip?
Do I think that the linebackers are a bigger problem than the defensive line in the run game this year? Not even close.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Not even close. I don't think the linebackers were anywhere close to the biggest problem in the run game. And quite frankly, they might have been the best they had in the run game was the linebacking position, personally. But 248-539-9797. Nancy is next. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Nancy. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, I'm just great right after yesterday. I'm the coach's daughter rigger, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes. Well, still, you can be great after a loss, you know?
No.
Next season's only six months away.
This was just so brutal. The last 2 weeks, so brutal. But here, I have to get this out first. Instead of we're talking about individual players, and of course, we need to restock. But one, I think we need to file a grievance against the league because there are demonstrable evidence there is to suggest that these referees have made themselves a bigger part of any game than they should. And these calls, ridiculous, but the Steelers punching a fan and it didn't get called, that could have changed the game. What about the non-touchdown touchdown? I mean, we have had, so many, like obviously last week, right? The offensive interference.
They've been on the wrong side of some close calls, but I'm not sure how many of those calls have been wrong. There have been some misinterpretation or some interpretations, like the pass interference, the first one on Tesla. Dominique Foxworth went on, this is from the Pittsburgh game. Foxworth went on ESPN and
but
said,
week,
I played defensive when, back, when golf, and that stuff happens all the time, and they're not pass interference. So,
the
false start on Kingsley yesterday was bizarre for moving his head, which he just looked up. I don't know what that was a false start, but.
You're talking about on the fourth down?
Was it fourth down or third down?
Right? It was
fourth and one.
Yeah, and then they had the punt
on the first possession, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And have you seen the controversy?
Which one?
There's a video of an NFL official signaling false start, and then they called false start when obviously it was not false start. Now that's not the reason they lost the game.
What do you mean?
There was a video of the guy behind. I think it's the Vikings bench. He's wearing his official's outfit. And he signals false start.
So sometimes they do the same sign that has to do with a running clock.
Maybe. But social media is a buzz with that one.
Great. 248-539-9797.
Doug, you seem perturbed. What's the issue?
No.
You seem upset today.
I'm not. I'm going to go look for this thing during the commercial break.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, okay, do. Because I want to see what this is, because sometimes officials do that same sign, but it has to do with like a running clock. But nonetheless, so what is the implication? Is somebody on the sideline?
The implication is that it's rigged, it's scripted, all the stuff we've heard before. So conspiracy stuff. Well, of course, yes. Okay, like after the Kansas City game with the golf touchdown and the NFL
indeed, you're right about that. Conspiracy stuff does irritate me, but. 248-539-9797. Jeff is in for Gator. It is 97.1. Hey, it's.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.